A picture gallery by Gillis van Tilburg, painted in the mid-1600s, has an overall commanding richness to it. You can see it in the room, in the art, in the clothing and styles. Van Tilburg created this sense because wealth and grandeur were the popular style during the Baroque period. Creating a wealthy feel to a painting was popular because the wealth depicted in your art was to reflect on that of your own lives. This is what Gillis van Tilburg has done by painting such a grandiose painting. The artist in the painting has created such an atmosphere as well, and is showing himself off. Depicted holding a paint tray at the back of the room, the artist has displayed some of his best works throughout his picture gallery, hence the name of the piece. The other men around the room are potential buyers, gazing at the paintings in the gallery as you are doing at the Spencer today. Wanting to sell his works, the artist has gone to great lengths to impress his patrons into a purchase. Therefore, everything within the painting implying richness reflects on both Tilburg and the artist he created. Maybe both are trying to sell. Tilburg could have been thinking of himself and his own situation as an artist when painting this piece. One symbol of luxury in the painting is the violin on the table. Thought to be the most perfect instrument ever created, it symbolizes elegance, refinery, and overall perfection. The silver platter lying next to the violin is another symbol of prosperity. A silver platter is also a hidden idiom. When something is served on a silver platter, it means it came easily, perhaps further highlighting the wealth of the owner. A third symbol is the dog, a King Charles Spaniel. This small breed was a favorite of King Charles II and quickly became a fashion among the high-ranking. Practically a symbol of the king himself, these toy spaniels were popular to own and show in art as another symbol of the owner's greatness. This dog appears a second time in the painting, as a sketch on the table. Look closely at the canvas lying close to the corner of the table, and you can see the outline of the pooch in dots resembling his eyes and nose. As you can see, it continues to be important for the artist to portray riches to his customers. This was often the case when wealth meant power, an idea that has carried through the ages. Another technique artists employed during this period was drawing you into the scene. They wanted you to participate in the drama of the painting. How Tilburg achieved this was through the expressions on the faces of the men. Look first at the artist. He looks nervous. Perhaps he wants to be accepted. He wants the men to buy his works. But his gaze is also directed at one man in particular, the one holding one of his sculptures. This man, opposite the room from him, seems to be carelessly handling his artwork, one of his masterpieces. The artist bites his tongue because these men are his superiors, and he is trying to prove to them all of the wonderful things he can do. The artist has worked hard to impress, placing objects around the room hinting at his rich lifestyle, and putting out a diversity of his best works. Both the artist in the painting and Gillis van Tilburg himself are working hard to show off to you, and both hope you enjoy their work. I hope you enjoy A Picture Gallery by Gillis van Tilburg as much as I do, and enjoy your browsing. This has been Claire Walther with another Bulldog Podcast.